Right, today is Daf Chaf Aleph. We are Daf Chaf Amud Beis by the Tana Rabbanan, about 7 lines to the bottom. Okay, so now the Gemara brings a Braisa. Talking about here, the idea is that you have to have the Korban Maisa. The Maisa Behemoth can only be brought, you only can put in the deer to count those animals that are born in the same year. So for sake of easiness, we'll say that it's from Rosh Chodesh El to Rosh Chodesh El. Right, that's the Machlokas matter, but we say from Rosh Chodesh El to Rosh Chodesh El. So Machlokas in the first half of Rosh Hashanah. So Tana Rabbanan, Gidiyah Sheyolda Shalosh Baros. Okay, so I have, we'll call her the grandmother. The grandmother gives birth to 3 daughters, one shot, triplets, okay? The Choben Oseha Yoldu Shalosh Shalosh. And each of these daughters give birth to granddaughters, 3 at a time. So, you know, triplets are born, and each triplet gives birth to another set of triplets. They have a total of 12 offspring, all born during the same year. Kula nichnasos ladir lis aser. Even though there are different generations with their mothers and daughters, all 12 of them, not the grandmother, because she was obviously born in the previous year, all 12 of them can be counted and go into the deer to be counted. Amar of Shimon, Rav Shimon says, Ani ra'isi, I saw she isra b'soch shana. I saw this happen, I saw them do it, and they took maaser about these things happening within 1 year. So the Gemara is going to ask, like, what's the difference between the Tanakhama? Tanakhama says, A, he says, yeah, I saw A. What does that mean? So the Gemara is going to ask. So lama leva misnei sholosh sholosh. The Gemara says, if I have 3 and 3 being born, that ends up to 12. Why do I need to mention that they each had triplets? 3, 3, 3. I can mention 3, 2, 2, and I would end up having the same 10. Right? The three children plus 3 is 6, plus 2 is 8, plus 2 is 10. Why have to go 3, 3, 3? I can go 3, 3, 3, 2, 2. Lama leva misnei sholosh sholosh, tolu chad min hayklas, that one of the daughters have 3 who are calling the grandchildren. The inach karti tarti, the other ones have 2 of each, and you have 10. You have the same halacha. Gemara basically says inach rabbi, but idi the ika chada the losagi b'shalosh. Since no matter what, no matter how you cut it, one of these daughters has to have 3, has to have triplets. So we can imagine all of them having triplets. Idi the ika chada the losagi b'shalosh. Tara kulu the yodel shalosh shalosh. So they mentioned all 3 that have to have all 3 have 3 offspring. Not that it has to be the case. That just, I guess, for sake of consistency in the brisa. Fine. So then the Mishnah, the Gemara asks again, the lamli the Mishnah shalosh klal. Why do I have to mention 3 at all then? Meaning, say it outside. Let them each have 2. Let them each have 2 children. So you have 3 offspring. That's 3. One has 2 is 5. Another has 2 is 7. Another has 2 is 9. And let the grandmother have another child. Make that 10. The Gemara says, how lamli the Mishnah shalosh klal. Lidlu kulikarti, let each of the offspring have 2, v'ta'adr ihi, and let the grandmother, the original mother, v'soli b'hadayu, and let her give birth one more time. The Gemara says, well, you see from here, lema kasavar, does this Gemara hold, this price hold, that mitanefes, eno choseres, v'yolanes, v'tok shana, we had the Makhlokas yesterday, someone who has mitanefes, who has a discharge, we look at Makhlokas, whether or not they can give birth during that year. So if this Braisa is saying that you can't count 10 by having the mother have another child, that's maybe proof that if you mitanefes, if you have a discharge, it's impossible to have another baby during the year. So the Gemara says, no, there's a big difference. Imtim Selovar, you can say, mitanefes chozeres yoledes tokshon rasa. This has no bearing on the previous machlokas. So there's a big difference between mitanefes and yoledes. Mitanefes, they have a discharge, they have a miscarriage. So you have a miscarriage, maybe you can, that mother will say, you have a miscarriage. Right.
And a baby
right.
Time
not only time difference. Maybe they're saying it's a physical difference. That by a miscarriage, the baby, I don't know, I don't understand what the machlokas and Matthias. Mara says, Intim se lomer, mitanefes, choser, even if you hold that someone who has a miscarriage or a discharge can go get and get pregnant and give birth during the same year, yoledes vadai eno choser, yoledes tosnosa. But a yoledes, if you give birth during the year, the animal cannot give birth again during the year. That's why you can't have it 3, 2, 2, 2, and then another baby. It has to happen.
Time-wise,
I don't know if it's time-wise. They're not talking about time-wise.
Well, there's a labor period.
But they're not talking about time-wise. The Machlokas yesterday wasn't about time-wise. Okay. No, because Mitanefes has nothing to do with time-wise.
Of course it does.
A little bit, not as much.
You don't have enough time for that.
Then what's the Machlokas?
You don't have enough time for her to keep getting pregnant.
Then what's the Machlokas? Why does one say yes, one say no? Just check.
Please
check. Can it or can it not work? Figure it out. You have experimentation. You can't Machlokas and Matthias like that. I don't know. So Amar Shimon, the Braisa says, Anira Isi Gediyah. The Braisa says that I saw a Gediyah that was that took they took Maestro off of it, you know, during the 1 year. So Ma'ikim and Tanakama is Rav Shimon. So what's the machlokas between Tanakama and Rav Shimon? So again, we're going to go back, pretty much repeat a lot what we said yesterday. Was the Iri, so the Rashi has like three explanations. We'll go with the first explanation. Just say it outside. Rashi says that Rav Shimon and Tanakama are dealing with a case where the banos, meaning the daughters, had the granddaughters, and their daughters, but the mothers, the original granddaughters, the children, tintlu b'sof chodesh hashishi l'dasan. They gave birth at the end, exactly six months after they were born. So let's just say that they were born in January. They gave birth at the end of July. Well, it's off from what we're saying, because we said Rosh Chodesh Elo, but for our hypothetical situations, we'll say that the year is January to January. So they gave birth at the end of their 6 months. And then they got pregnant. Now they're going to give birth during this day, during this year. So according to Tanakama, physically speaking, they're only able to give birth on the last day of the year. So that's how the time works. They're only able to give birth at the last day of the year. Rav Shimon's going to hold that they also can give birth in the middle of the last month. So that's the, what Rav Shimon says, b'toch shnasa, meaning during the year, not at the end of the year. Right? Rashi says, where's the Rashi? One of the Rashi's here talks about that. The idea is that they gave birth at the very end, and that's why Rav Shimon says, it says, Isra b'toch shnasa, which is mashma, that you don't have to wait, they don't give birth at the very end, they can give birth even during the year. Very, very nuanced machlokas over there, whether they can get a physical machlokas as to whether or not if they give birth at the end of their sixth month of life, whether or not they have to, the only way they can have, the only possibility of having the baby is at the very end of their first year, or even a few weeks before. Okay. So Igi Benai is Iri. That's how it says.
So, according to what we
just said,
why did he just check?
Yeah, I don't understand what the machlokas is. What's that machlokas between it with Ze'iri? Right here, Ikub and I are Ze'iri. The difference between the Tanakam of Shimon is whether you hold like Ze'iri. Because Ze'iri said that a behema, right, so Ze'iri says that a behema that was Timfa is not Mikabel Sazakha for 30 days. So everything gets pushed off for 30 days. Right? And you have to remember that the gestation period of the goat is 5 months. It's 5 months. So according to what happened is, They gave birth at the end of the 6 months. They gave birth at the end of the 6 months. Now 30 days until the Mekabel was a Zachar. And then that means they would have exactly 5 months to have the baby. That's the Ziri. Whereas opposed, if you don't like the Ziri, then you have those extra 30 days.
Also, maybe it's more
happening.
You're giving
her
a month to get pregnant.
That's the whole thing. That's what does it mean? What does it mean that she's not Mekabel a Zachar? Maybe after 30 days of miscarriage, she will not allow a male to come onto her? Or maybe it means that she's, because of the 30 days of miscarriage, that it's impossible to have the pregnancy because you're still dealing with the discharge and the miscarriage. I believe that's a machlokas as well. But according to the Tanakama, he holds like Ze'iri. So he holds for 30 days, there's not going to be a pregnancy. So now the first time that these babies can get pregnant is after the 7th month. And a 5 month gestation period puts them at the end of 12 months. As opposed to Rav Shimon Wesley Ze'iri, who doesn't have that 30-day delay. Therefore, they can get pregnant after the 6 months. Right away afterwards, I don't know how it works, right away afterwards, and therefore they can have the baby even before the year is up. Mm-hmm. Okay, be by same, or you can say, Kule Alma, let's make it even more, Kule Alma Isla de Ziri. They all hold like Ziri, meaning that we have a 30-day delay because the behemoth is not going to take upon herself a Zachar 30 days after she gives birth. Right, Kule Alma Isla de Ziri, Vahakla Biyoledes Limikutain Kamifagi. The Machlokas says whether or not a behemoth would give birth not in full term. They say the gestation period for the goat is 5 months. It's a mom is 5 months, and they won't give birth before. Or does it mean the possibility of a preterm baby? Right? So, Lutanakama, annual is limikutari. Lutanakama says it's impossible. I don't know what the machlokas is. The baby is only full term. So if the baby is only full term, it means they gave birth at the end of their 6 months. 30 days, they're not going to take a zachar. And then they have to have a full 5 months of gestation. That's at the end of the 12-month period. As opposed to Rav Shimon says, you'll let this move time. Then maybe after 4.5 months, they'll have the baby. Therefore, it can happen betoch shnasa. It can happen during the year. Doesn't have to wait till the end of the year. Ibai Seima, another way to explain machlokas, is the Kuli Alma annualized move time. Everyone agrees, no, full term. The babies are full term. The Haka, now here's a halachic machlokas. Not a confused machlokas. The mitzvahs hayom kikulu kamiflagi. Whether you say that mitzvahs hayom kikulu.
On what
on both ends of the day. Yeah. So basically, the whole machlokes will be on like the 48-hour period, not even less than 48 hours. Mixing with kula on the first day of pregnancy, and mixing the yolk with kula at the end, right? Rashi says, got to figure out which Rashi it was. Can't find it. Okay. So basically, the Tanakhama says we don't say mixes yom kapulo. Therefore, what? These children that gave birth at the end of the 6 months are only mikabalos hazachar after 30 full days. 30 full days. And they're not going to give birth until 5 full months are complete. So therefore, they can only give birth on the last day of the year. As opposed to Shimon says that during the 30th day, they'll accept the zachar, so I have an extra day there, like a half a day over there. And then also, they would give birth during the last day of the year. So I have an extra sort of day total, maybe. Part of 2 days that is extra. That's the whole machlokes. So I thought maybe you could just say that. Oftentimes you have in the Mishnah where someone says halacha, and the guy says, yeah, that's the halacha, I saw it happen. What's the halacha? There is no machlokes. He's just confirming what the Tanakhama said. Gemara doesn't go that way, Ruth. The Evi theme, another way you might say machlokes, the kule alma amrina mixes yom kakulo. This is the most halakhic machlokas. Kule alma amrina mixes yom kakulo. Everyone agrees mixes yom kakulo. You have that extra time. So let's say the baby is born 18 hours before the end of the year. The hachab mechusas man nifas of yilus asher kimitri. Machlokas is whether or not you can put into count for meiser an animal that has not yet roy to born on the mizbeach because it's not 8 days old yet. They count. In order to be born as a carbon, you've got to be 8 days old. So this animal is just born the day before the year ends, okay, and you want to put them all, and now you want to put all the animals, all 12, in that situation, put them all 12 in the year to count. Can you count this animal, who theoretically could not even be brought to them, because it's only a day old? Right? So, the Mechusas Man Nechmas Dira L'Tzatzer Kemiflegi. So, how do we say this? According to the Tanakhama, Mechusas Man is not Nechmas to the deer, we're going to say. Not Nechmas to the deer. And you can't count. I don't understand this at all. Because the Mishnah says the Tanakhama holds that they're all Nichmas Nadir. Now we're saying the Tanakhama says this is not Nichmas Nadir. Because it's too young. And the Shimon says, no, I saw that happened that they Nichmas Nadir, meaning that Mechusas Man is Nichmas Nadir as Asir, even if they're born the last day of the year, you can combine them with the other 10, with the other 9, or whatever it is, to count them, one sheep, two sheep, two, three sheep, you know, and take the 10th one. I'm not even sure how that works, because the Braisa was Shalosh Bonos Kula Nichlos Adilus Aser. That was the Tanakhama. They're Nichlos Adilus Aser. And now we're saying the difference is whether or not the ones born last are Nichlos Adilus Aser. That's not the Lashon of the Mishnah, right? So the Braisa said that they are Nichlos Adilus Aser. Not right or cross, so therefore what? Alright, so the Gemara says, Vatanya, and we have a Braisa that supports this. There are Shimon Yehuda, Omer Shimon Rav Shimon. There are Shimon Yehuda says, in the name of Rav Shimon, Mechusas Man, an animal that hadn't, not 8 days old yet, so therefore it's not Roy Lakrava, Nichnas Ladir Lishaser, it can still count amongst, for the minion of 10 that you need to create a Meiser. Right, put them in the corral, and then you count them, and the 10th one that jumps over the fence, one for me, none for Hashem. One for me, none for Hashem. Nine for me, one for Hashem. Okay, the palms work. Right, Nichlas Adilus Aser, Harehein Kebuchor. And you're like a Bechor. Meaning what? Ma Bechor Kodesh Lut Leizmano. A Bechor gets Kedusha even before it's Roy Lakrava, because the Bechor gets Kedusha as soon as it's born. You can't bring it as a korban until for another 8 days. So too, the Korban Meiser, let's say it's counted as the 10th. Let's say it's the 10th one. So it gets the Kedusha even before it's Roy Lakrava. That's what Shimon says. Rashi says, Ma b'chor kodesh l'fnei zmano, sh'arei kedusha so mirechem, ach meiser kodesh l'fnei zmano, the mechus zman, nechlas nadir. It goes into the corral. So Gemara says, wait a second, adi yolf mi b'chor, if you're learning it out from the din of b'chor, neilef mi kachim, learning it out from other kachim, learning it out from shlomim. Rashi says, if I have an animal that's 3 days old, I say this is going to bring a korban shlamim, it's not chal. I can't bring it as a, it does, the kedusha is not chal. Rashi says she ain't kedusha chal aleihem. The kedusha doesn't fall on them. Because I read the Torah's kohanim saying the medrash miyom rashmi lahal yerusei like the one of Shel Hashem eli el lishay minayin af lakish tamlo mal korban. You can't be makish an animal that's not 8 days old yet. So why are you learning that from Bechor? Learning that from Kachim. So the Gemara says, no, we're going to learn out. It's similar. It's more similar to Bechor. Then the Gemara says, no, it's just as similar to Kachim. And we're going to say that there's a Gzeir Shavu. So the Adiyal of me Bechor, Neil of me Kachim. So the Gemara says first, Mistabra mi Bechor, Kazilas. It makes more sense to learn it out from Bechor. Why? Shekain, it's similar in these four items. It's similar in Goel. What's Goel? Rashi said, well, we'll read them all. It's Goel, Mum, Temuras, Achila. Let's read Rashi. Bechor u'maiser ein niftin. A bechor and a maiser, to get a mum, you can't redeem them. There's no redemption, so there's no goel. The bechor ne'amar lo tifteh, u'maiser lo yigael. Aba kachim niftin b'mumam. A kachim to get a mum, you can redeem them. U'kedushim b'mumam, kedushim gemura, masha ein kein b'kachim. Right, we have goel, the next one is mum. The mum means, if the bechor and the maiser get a mum, they still maintain their kedusha status. Right? Number three, Bechor Meiser ain't Tmuras and Kreva. If I have a Bechor animal, and I try to Tmura onto animal B, so I did it in a Beira, but that Tmura does not get brought onto the Mizbeach. You can't transfer that Kedusha. Masha ain't came my other Kachim, let's say by Shlomim, let's say this animal is Shlomim, wanted to be Mamir onto the other one, I did it in a Beira, but the second one gets Kedusha status, and you brought onto the Mizbeach. Right? Rashi says, Bechor Meiser ain't Tmuras and Kreva, the Siv, lo Tifte, Kadosh Haim, as Domon Tizrak. Barmin and Hain Kraven, the Ain Tmurasan Kraven, Krava. Only it, not the Tmura. The Koran of my said, Tmura is not brought on the Mizbeah. Mesechus Tmura, Perkin, Kachim, Abashar Kachim, Tmurasan Krava, to the middle of Perkin Lael. Rak Kachacha, Eo Tmuras. And Achila, what's the fourth one? The Koru Meister, Nechlin, the Mumman. A Bechor Meister, they get a Mum, they maintain the Kedusha status, but the person who's allowed to eat it beforehand is still allowed to eat it. Zeli Yisrova, Zela Kohen. Right? The Bechor, I guess, is eaten by the Kohen. Right, which was eaten by which? The Bechor to the Kohen, the Maaser to the Bailon. They just have, they can still be there. But Kachim, something like a Mum, Niftim. But Kachim, they have a Mum, they're Niftim. So Tosos says right away, that means number one and number four are very similar. It's all about Tadiyah, the same thing. We said that they're not Niftim, therefore they're not Niftim as a result of Tachila. So he doesn't, Tosos gives a different shot as to what the difference is between, I think, Goel. Or maybe just different what Tachila is. Right, look at Tosos Tachila. He has Peish Bekuntris, Shenechlin, the Mumman, below Pidjon. Except Kasha. That's just a byproduct of whether or not you can redeem it or not. Right? Venir Lafaris, the Mishuna Achilas, the Mishab Shulim, the Kashim, he says there's a difference in the way that you go about eating them. That's how Tosas explains. Okay? So you see that they're similar to, that's why you can compare Bechor, that's why you can compare Meister to Bechor, because it's similar to Bechor in four items. The Gemara says, Adarabba, I'll tell you that the Meister is similar to Shlomim in four items. Adarabba, Mikadashim Havli Lamelech, why? Shekain, Zachar Kodesh Matanas Pashat. What does that mean? Let's see Rashi. Rashi has a different switches around. It says Pashat Zachar Kodesh Matanos. Meiser v'Kachim Nogim b'Pashat. V'Einam Tzrich. It's by Meiser and Kachim is by a Pashat. Meaning it doesn't have to be an oldest animal. Any animal could get Kedusha's Meiser. Any animal could get Kedusha of a carbon. Only Bechor, you need the Bechor. It's by definition. V'Einam Tzrich Nuroz Zacharim. The Meiser and the carbon don't have to be a male. Bechor is only a male. Okay? Utsrichim lakdisha meidayim. Meiser and Kachim need an actual act of Kedusha. I have to say, this is the Kaddish one. I'm bringing this as the korban. Or this is another tenth by doing the whole routine. Bechor, it's Kedusha me'elov. It's automatically Kaddish. The Einam, right? The Kaddish of meidayim. The Einam mimatanas kahuna. They're not part of the matanas kahuna. They're just the regular korbanos. As close to Bechor, which is, has to be given to the Kohen. Well, Meiser and Shlomim Nechum Labailim. Meiser and Shlomim are also eaten by the owners, because the Farish, the Perak Meiser Behema, the Meiser Havi Shlomim. A Bechor, other way, Bechor is not Pashahu. It's only the Bechor, by definition. Ain't no El Bechor, only males. The Ain't Serach Lakdish, you don't have to do anything because the Mirech and Kadosh, which touches on the Machlokas as to whether or not you have to do the Kadosh, right? There's a whole thing about Shemitah and about Shabbos. If it's Kodesh Me'elav, you still have to make a Maisa Kedusha. You know, there's something to call it. The Machlokas, the Ram and Ravan about Kiddush. What does Kiddush do on Shabbos? Is Kiddush just something to separate one day from the other day? Or is Kiddush an actual Maisa Kedusha of the day of Shabbos? According to that Mandamar, it says, if Kiddush is a Maisa Kedusha on Shabbos,
well, what am I needed for? Shabbos is Kadosh Melech, automatically comes. Another. Besides that, you have to impart the Kedusha onto the day. So he says, "Ain't so on Tisha, the Merech and Kadosh, we matos kuhuno." It's one of the matos kuhuno. So I see that the Bechor, the Meister, is similar to the same number of similarities to regular Shlomim and to Bechor. So why am I saying that it's Kadosh even before day 8, similar to Bechor? Say it's not Kadosh before day 8, similar to a Shlomim. So Gemara says, "No, El Rab Shimon Ha'avara Ha'avara Gemiri." He learns it out from Zayir Shava Ha'avara. Rashi says. It says, "Vahavarta kol pet derechem azukharim." Vahavarta by the tuchor, and then it says, "By ma'isa kosher yavor takas shavet." Because they were shavu, the hekesh, whatever it is between ma'iser and bichor teaches me that just like the bichor gets kedusha even prior to day 8, so to the ma'iser can get kedusha even prior to day 8. Now the Mishnah said, the Mishnah had said that the siman for the vlad of a behemah daka that it had a miscarriage. Well, that it gave birth before, and therefore the next baby would be punted from Makor, is Tinuf. Right? It's discharge. Mar asks, what is this discharge? Hechi dami Tinuf. So, Amar Rava, he the army rocks of the Salsa, like the shepherds of the town of Salsa would say, Asar Chayusa, which I think means that the uterus stopped and everything else sort of melted aside. I don't know how we. The uterus got suppressed. I don't know. It means that the uterus fell out, so to speak. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says that what's Tinuf? It's Babuwe Didama. You have to have these clumps of blood, right? The Babuos, right? Tazrim Matsor over here, right? The Babuwe Didama. And in order to know for sure whether or not that was actually, what does he say? What does he say?
Bubbles of blood.
All right? And Shmuel says, with Surik La Rosa Lechacham. You have to send it to Tamachacham to see whether or not this is sufficient. So the Gemara says right away, wait a second. That's how he reads this Gemara. He says, Chacham in Ayoda. He says, how's the Tamachacham? How does a Torah scholar going to know this? He doesn't know this stuff. I'll leave it at that. Chacham in Ayoda. Amra Papa. No, Roa Chacham. You got to show it to the expert in the field. Right? When you have a question about this, you show it to the expert. When you have a question about certain things that they may have a halachic nafkamina, but in order to get the matzias, you got to ask somebody who's familiar with that matzias, and that may not be an amora. So chacham in ayada, amora papa, roa chacham. It's a roa chacham. It's a shepherd who knows this stuff. So amora chizda, hare amru. Wait a second. We said legabe a person yitziras havlad biisha arbonim yom. A vlad is considered a full fledged vlad after 40 days. Nafkamina for a few things. Nafkamina would be that if she miscarriages after that 40 days, she's a tumas yolades, and also that the vlad that comes afterwards would be a bechor. So if you carry a baby to a 40-day term and then you miscarry, that's considered a petarechem. A, to that you have tamei tumas yolades, and B, the next baby born would not be a bechor. So boy Rav Chisda, the behem b'kama. How much time after fertilization of a behema, do you need to have the fetus in order for it to be considered a full-fledged fetus? That if this animal miscarries, that the next baby would not be a bechor. So amalei l'papa l'abaye, and I don't understand this at all. Lav hain ziri, is this not ziri? The amal ziri ain't tinuf pachas mishloshim yom. That tinuf is not less than 30 days. I mean, we know right away that ziri is not talking about this. Ziri is talking about that the animal will not accept upon herself a male for 30 days afterwards. That's the Gemara answers. The Gemara says hula kabel itmar. That's just to accept upon herself a male. That doesn't mean that it's 30 days, that 30 days is a period, enough time to consider the vlad a vlad. I don't understand the harmony. I hear you. Rashi says, Lafayan is eerie, third wide line. So is it going to be, is that how it works? Is it going to be an exact proration? I don't know, maybe physiology does work that way. Maybe it just means that it's 5 months gestation and it's, I don't know, until it's a full-fledged viable fetus, it's 60 days. I don't know. I don't know, I'm asking the doctor. I'll ask the veterinarian. Right? The Lot Hines here, Rashi says, the Sagadai Kamino, the Haki Amr Shloshim Yon, Shaha Havlad Lihibaros, Biyom Lavan Aleph Nimo Guyotza. 30 days of the in order for it to be a full fledged vlad. Alright, the Gemara says no, that's not what Ziri's talking about. Ziri's talking about the Kabbalah Itmar. Rashi says, Mishaypilas Ubarishon Enim Kabela Zachar Ashloshim Yom. It won't allow a male to mount her for 30 days. About the Mayus use of Lad Lorai. He's not talking about the Mayus use of Lad, so we don't have an answer. He talks about the we don't have an answer. So Gemara says in the Suffolk. But the Rambam in Hilchos Mechoros, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis, says that the Chachamim just didn't know. They didn't give an answer. They didn't give an answer. So the Rashash points out, but they didn't give an answer, but that means that there is some sort of answer. So you definitely have to wait a certain period of time. You can't assume that the moment it miscarries, like after 2 days, if that's enough, there has to be some sort of time period. But it doesn't seem to be given any time period here in the Gemara. Okay. The Mishnah mentioned that if you are lokeach a behemoth from an Ovid Kochavim, and you don't know whether or not this behemoth had given birth to a firstborn yet or not, that's what the Mishnah talked about. Now, we're talking about what's the story if, and the Mishnah gave the answers. You know, at the end, of Akiva says, if you know, you know. If you don't know, it's not. Right? But the Mishnah now said, the Gemara is going to bring down, what's the din if you buy it from a Jew? You're okay if you throw. And you don't know whether or not this animal was bichra, eitzel lemocher, by the seller. Whether it had a firstborn offspring after the, by the Yisrael. So Amar Rav, you bought it, okay, I bought it from a Jew. I bought this cow from a Jew. Bichor vadai. And then it gives birth. It definitely has a steer of kedush bichor. I bought it from a guy. It definitely, and it gives birth in the purchaser's rishus. That means it's definitely bichor. Why? Dim isa de bitra, because if this animal had already given birth, ishtabuche hab mishtabachle, the mocha would have told me. Why? Because giving birth is dangerous. A lot of the animals would die in childbirth. So if I'm selling you an animal that already gave birth to a bechor, I'm going to tell you, look how strong my animal is. It already gave birth to a bechor. You don't have to worry that when it gives birth, it might possibly die because it's already passed the test. So it's a maila of the animal. Right, Rashi says, yes, yeah, Rashi says that. Ishtabeach mishtabach, right? Hamocher omer kachna shekvar bichra. The ain sarik ol detained blood al koin. It's another thing. He's telling also a maila is that you're getting full rights to the animal. It already gave birth. You won't have to give it to a koin. Okay, that's number one. Ushmul amar bichor suffik. No, it's a suffik. Maybe the mocher thinks that you're buying it for shchita. You're not buying it for breeding purposes. You're buying it for shchita.
I understand.
So there's a whole machlokes about the robe. In the case where it's not said, it's silent.
It's not said in one particular case, but it's a general rule.
So let's say, so you have a general rule, but this case, you can say where the case was silent. I hear you. Rabbi Yochanan Bar Chulin Vadoim, he says that the offspring is definitely chulin, meaning the animal definitely gave birth in the hands of the mocher. My taima, they must have lived in a better time than us. My taima, im isa de lo bitra, because they had it not given birth. Tema de iti sura o duya habi modile. The mocher doesn't want you to violate an isser, so he definitely would have told you that it didn't give birth yet, and therefore you have to bring it to it has kedushas before. I mean, that's very very nice. I don't know if that applies all the time, whether. Not all Jews are that tzaddikim that you can say, oh, I'm selling this to you, and you should know that I'm selling to you for full price, and that when you have the firstborn baby, you have to give to a kohen because I didn't yet. I want to protect you from the avela.
Right.
Would he say that? I don't know. So Gemara says, what's the raya? That's just the case. Talik of us is Rabbi Yochanan. We have a proof for Rabbi Yochanan. Actually, we're passing like Rabbi Yochanan, I think, because there are other Gemaras that's here. Rashi Tosa says, Rabbi Yochanan Omer Chulin Vadai, Behilchos Gedolos Pasuk Rabbi Yochanan, Ube Beitzah, the Gemara Beitzah, Amri Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Alacha Rabbi Yochanan. If Rabbi Yochanan is a Machlokes with Rav, we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan. Ube Perek Mishnah Tziu, in Erevim, we say, Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, Alacha Rabbi Yochanan. Machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So here, Tosa is saying, if Rabbi Yochanan gets Shmuel, it's Rabbi Yochanan against Rav. And maybe you can say that those things only apply when Rabbi Yochanan argues with Rav individually and argues with Shmuel individually. Maybe here, if it's a three-way machlokes, maybe that rule doesn't apply. I don't know. So Gemara says, Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan, with a brayso that supports the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Chulin. Right? Rabbi Yochanan said that if I buy from a Jew, he doesn't say anything to me, the assumption is that the animal that's born is definitely Chulin, because had the animal not been Bichra, he would have told me. We were told me, right? So he says, because the case we had, the Gemara of Chulin, Daf Pei Gimel, right? We have the Isser of Osuos Benola Shishko B'Yom Atad. We all have the issue, well, how do you know, right? So we said there are only four times during the year that a Mokar Behema has to tell the Lokeah that he sold the son, or he sold the offspring, or he sold the parent during that day, and therefore there'd be a problem with the Shrita, because maybe the other purchaser bought it the same day as you are. And what are those? The four days we mentioned them. Right, Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Sukkot, right, Erev Pesach, and was it Erev Chag? No, not at all. It was Erev Yom Kippur of Sukkot, Erev Yom Kippur of Pesach, Erev Shavuos, Erev Rosh Hashanah. I know, there's a whole thing to do about Erev Yom Kippur. There was a machlokas about Erev Yom Kippur and why it didn't apply to Erev Yom Kippur. Because those are the days that people used to make the sudos, and then someone else came in and said also Erev Yom Kippur. But the four that they were mentioned in the Gemara were those four. So the Gemara says, you see from there that they tell you, that the Mocher tells you that you're not to violate an Isser. So Gemara says, no, there's a big difference. So he says, let me take you to the Rabbi Shmuel. That should be to you to the Rabbi Shmuel. Gemara says, no, there's a big difference over there. Hasan the Mocher telling Milsa, Hasan the Lokan telling Milsa. Over there, the reason why the Mocher is telling you is because it's his Isser. If they're both shechted on the same day, it would be his violation. Therefore, he's telling you, it's self-preservation. Don't shecht it, I just sold it to somebody else. But here, the issue is on the Lokea. So why would that, it may not necessarily be that the Mocher would be so forthright to tell the Lokea.
So we do the right thing.
I think it's a tough assumption. I think it's a tough assumption. Rashi says, Hasam b'mokar tali rachmana, shetzarech lehodiyo, kidamir m'shkitas chulin, yom echad, yom ha-miyuchah, tom kroz, ani yom miyuchah, v'prokim, m'shalem, m'yuchadim, haqa b'lokea, tala milsa, niksiv, b'karcha, b'tzoncha, demisha v'hema shalom, alav la-hafrish b'chorosah. So therefore, maybe over here, Rabbi Shmuel will say, maybe Rabbi Yochanan says, like you, David. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. A Jew is going to tell you not to violate this. Rabbi Shmuel, I'm not so certain about that. Rabbi Shmuel maybe take a more pessimistic approach, and they're saying that, listen, when it's your violation, you'll say something. With somebody else's violation, you may not be as forthright. All right, we'll stop here by the Mishnah. Have a good day.
Go ahead.